The opinions expressed in this program reflect only those of the participants and are not necessarily those of the sponsors, management, or staff of WTBQ Radio or FST Broadcasting Corporation.
WTBQ. Good morning and welcome to Health Matters. Why? Because your health does matter, and that's why we're here. My name is Peter Fella, and I'm the Director of Education at A&T Healthcare. Joining me this morning is my wife, Ann Fella, who's the Regional Director of Patient Services and the Director of Quality Assurance for A&T Healthcare. Ann, say good morning to our listening audience.
Good morning, everyone.
All right. That sounds good, Ann. Now, joining us this morning, we have Christian Farrell, who's the Director of the Orange County Veterans Service Agency. And he'll be talking about what his job is and the services that can be provided. Christian, why don't you say good morning to our listening audience?
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and good morning, Peter.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you for coming.
As we say, A&T Healthcare is a home healthcare agency with offices in Newburgh, Kingston, and Mount Kisco, New Jersey, and of course, New York City, and our corporate office is in New City, New York, and Rockland County. We're very honored, A&T, to be broadcasting every Thursday morning on health-related topics and subjects. As I always say, we're never controversial, contentious, or confrontational, but we are engaging, informative, and I want to say entertaining, and that's what I think is important. People want to be entertained, but they also want to learn something from it. We do accept phone calls on any of the topics that we are talking about, and the number is 845-651-1110. Those are the call letters. And as always, thank you so much for letting us be a part of your Thursday morning. Okay, before we get started, Chris, I want to go over some other things. As they say, Facebook is just ballooning. I want to say the numbers are increasing, just like the mushrooms on our front lawn, right, Ann, I'd say? But it's just great how it's doing with Facebook. It's so important. The other thing I want to talk about, our website, A&T Healthcare, and I'm not going to forget it this week. I did last week. But I do want to do a shout-out to Nicole and Andrew from A&T Healthcare. They're the ones that have been working on A&T Healthcare's a website. And what we have, sometimes...
And Facebook page.
Yes, and the Facebook. You know when sometimes you envision something and you say, this is how I'd like it, and you don't know how it's actually going to be? Well, guess what? How I envision this to be, that's exactly what Andrew and Nicole did. And what it is all these broadcasts, Christian, by the way, if your family or friends missed the show, they could just go to A&T Healthcare, put the thing, and then you can listen to this broadcast. And that's what I think is important. We've covered numerous topics, and I know we had one of physical therapy. That's always the one I think of. We had physical therapy. Let's say someone has to go in for a knee replacement or some kind of arthroscopic surgery. That's like a reference that you can use in, and it's always going to be there. I do have to thank your boss. Your boss is Steve Newhouse?
Steve Newhouse, yes. He's
your
boss.
You're the second one. Last week we had Craig Cherry from Emergency Preparedness, and I really have to give him a thank you, send him a thank you note that I want to let him know that his employers are helping our show very well and being very informative, and I just think you're all doing a great job. I also want to clarify that this is the other thing that happens. People call us AT&T. I told a story in Kingston. I don't think Christian heard it, but someone called up the Kingston office. Hi, I'd like to pay my bill. Excuse me? Yeah, well, you're AT&T. I want to pay my phone bill. Oh, no, we're A&T. But it's A&T, okay? Not A-N-T, not ant. But I just want to make sure that that's how it is. It's A&T Healthcare, and we're home healthcare agency. We do have classes. If you do want to become an HHA or a PCA, just go to our website or Facebook, and that information would be available.
We have some coming up in September in Rockland. We have home health aid training, and also in October in our Newburgh office, we have training for home health aid. So give us a call, and you can go on the website, or you can call the Newburgh office at 561-7900.
Okay, so it's always like available if you don't have a pen. I know I always joke with that, we don't listen many times with a pen in your hand. I do want to promote again Dancing with the Stars. I am going to be one of the competitors on Dancing with the Stars with the United Hospice. I know every time I say it to someone,
really?
My God,
wow.
You're going to be on. And I am going to
when
be on Dancing
season?
With the Stars. I am taking it very seriously, okay, very seriously. In fact, I'm taking it so seriously. You know what I did on Sunday? I went and I met with Heinz Ward, who was the 2012 winner of Dancing with the Stars, Kiersey Allen. I think he beat out her. But anyway, I did get his autograph, and I told him I was doing it. I had him sign my placard card, and he gave me good advice, and I am taking it serious, but it really was a lot of fun. But again, if you can go to United Hospice of Rockland, you can see all the stuff on it. It's a great cause. If you don't want to vote for me as a dancer, vote for someone else. But as I said, this is something that is a great cause, and he was very happy that we were doing it, and he thought it was great. I always like try to real quickly. I'm going to tease the Journal News again, but last week they had another article on Lyme disease test, often not what the doctor ordered. And you know, again, talking more, we did have a Congressman Chris Gibson who came on the show, and we already had that episode. And then, of course, the headlines. Pot contracts shrouded in secrecy, and that was when we had the thing when we were talking about medical marijuana, is that the places where it is the ones that had gotten the contract that are licensed to grow, distribute the medical marijuana, no one knows who they are. Okay, I remember when Michael O'Dowd said that, I burst out laughing. I thought it was so funny, but as I said, we did talk about this the other day. All right, let's get going with our show. Today's guest is Christian Farrell. He's the director of Orange County Veterans Service Agency. And so many of us have had family members or friends who have served in the military, okay? I know my father did, and your father did. He was a medic.
He was a medic in World War II.
And the other big news is that our son-in-law also served in the military. So we really do have that connection. And so much has been going on in the world. You know, our military really is serving as the protector of the United States. And I do remember there's a lot of controversy about the Walter Reed Medical Center, about poor care for the veterans there. You know, they should have had a home care agency they should have been working with. And I also read in the newspaper many times there's delay in receiving different services. But if you're in the service, any of the armed forces, you are entitled to certain services. And I always talk about our program, Health Matters, is that we talk about healthcare issues and even as far as like navigating it. And I'm sure if you are a veteran and you are trying to navigate the system for the services that are available, you may find it a daunting task. And hopefully, and I'm sure we will, Kristen, will be able to clarify a lot of it. Ann and I will also be talking about several diagnoses which really can impact veterans who have served in the military. And as I don't want to forget is that A&T Healthcare does have a contract with veterans as far as you know, being available to provide services in the home. So before we get started, Kristen, could you please tell our listening audience something about you and yourself, and how did you get involved in veteran services?
Okay, well, my story and my service with our military is not the customary story. I did it backwards, more or less, as far as enlisting. I enlisted at the age of 34.
34? Wow.
So when I went down to basic training in Fort Jackson, South Carolina, I was among probably twice the age of half the people there in the barracks.
What's this old man doing
here?
Well,
you had experience, though.
And it actually helps, I think, because getting through basic training, the 11 weeks of basic training, while so much of it is physical, as they kind of break you down and build you up and you start becoming a soldier, you transfer from civilian to soldier, so much of it also is mental. So that when you have a drill sergeant, you know, screaming in your face to do something, and maybe at the age of 34, you kind of realize it's maybe a game is not the right word, but you realize that this is just part of the process. So yeah. But when you're 17 or 18, 19, you can really get caught up in that. So, and you see that, and So sometimes I did try to provide some mentorship to some of my fellow soldiers as we went through it all together, because really the age factor is really dismissed early. It doesn't matter how old you are; you really become a part of a team.
And you had to do the same thing.
You can't get it by get through it by yourself. You have to get it through it with the help of your
fellow
soldiers.
You're all in there
together. Yeah. So, but that's how it started for me. Again, I went in there. After I had a bachelor's degree, after I had a master's degree, it's just some feeling that I wanted to serve. I had put it off for a long time and went down to the recruiting office on 211 in Middletown. And I found out that I was just of age, still had a few months to go. So that's how it got started for me.
What was the cutoff point to?
At the time, it was 35. And I almost went to the recruiting office in the back of my head, maybe with them wanting to hear that, you know, you're too old.
Oh, sorry,
so I could say, like, all right, at least I gave it a try.
Yeah.
But it turned out to be one of the best decisions, if not the best decision I ever made in my life.
Wow.
It really changed my life for sure. And that was in January of 2001. So it was 9 months prior to.
I was going to say, how close was that to 9/11?
Yeah, so I wound up serving 8 years in the Army, in the Army Reserve, and I was activated 2 times. I was deployed to Guantanamo Bay in 2002. I spent 7 months down in Cuba. And then in 2005 and 06, I was deployed to Baghdad, Iraq, and I served in Iraq with the 4th Infantry Division there. So that was, again, something that changes your life for sure. So it happens with my two deployments. One was hot, and the other one got hotter.
Wow.
So even as we talk about the weather around here on my phone, I do have, well, the weather comes up. You can check the weather all the time. I do have Baghdad in there, right in there.
Yeah, so, Anne does it all the time. We're going away on vacation some way. She starts looking at, oh, let's see what the temperature is there.
I look there, and if you look, you know, I always have told myself, don't complain when it's 95, because you look in Baghdad, it's about a buck 18 or a buck 21. I remember first sergeants coming out to formation and say, drink a lot of water today, fellas. It's going to 132 degrees.
We already had a show on that. Sorry, Kristen, we already had a show on that about, you know, summer health and all that. But that's what a, what about the story? You were also a reporter now. Come on, don't be shy. Come on. I learned so much about you in a little bit before, but what, you were a reporter?
Yeah, I spent about a dozen years working for local television, cable television. I worked for Time Warner, Channel 6, for about a dozen years, separated by, you know, I actually left that job to go to basic training, and then got deployed a couple of times. So it was about a dozen years working for TV, in TV, as a general assignment reporter, which could be covering anything from you know, an elementary school, some function at an elementary school, too. Again, probably I was on the scene in Newtown, Connecticut. That's one of the ones I won't ever forget. But or at a fire, it could be anything. But I also had the honor. I'm a big sports guy, so I spent a lot of time covering the Army football team locally here, and that was a lot of fun.
You know, it's an interesting fact you said about the Army football, but this is true of all military schools, that they have the lowest penalties of any of the collegiate schools, the ones that are in the Navy and the ones that are in West Point.
So
just a little sidebar. Okay, you're listening to Health Matters, and when we come back, we will talk about the services that are provided for Orange County veterans.
Hello, this is Tom Babington, Vice President of A&T Healthcare. A&T Healthcare, created in 1984 by two nurses, is a family-owned and operated home health agency managed by professional nurses. We have set the highest standards of quality care. A&T Healthcare provides a full range of in-home and private duty nursing services, from live-in to hourly home health aides and companions who can assist with basic daily care needs. We also have highly trained, experienced, and skilled nurses who are qualified to provide all levels of medical case management services. A&T also offers private duty home health aides, as well as private nurse placement for patients who are hospitalized and may have special needs or require extra attention. A&T Healthcare is dedicated to providing high-quality home health services for caregivers and families who are caring for loved ones at home with dignity. A&T provides home health services for newborns to seniors and is a New York State licensed service agency serving Rockland, Westchester, Orange, Dutchess, Putnam Green, Ulster, Sullivan, Nassau, and Suffolk counties, as well as the 5 boroughs of New York City and New Jersey. When you contact A&T Healthcare, one of their trained and dedicated skilled nursing professionals will provide you with answers to those complicated questions at the time when you truly need someone to take your hand and help you through the maze of healthcare. For more information, please visit our website, at-healthcare.com, or call 845-638-4342 and get the answers that will give you peace of mind.
Hi, this is Austin DuBois of Bluestein Shapiro, Rich & Barone. Tune in every Friday at 10 a.m. for It's the Law and learn what the law is. Ask questions, get answers right here on WTBQ, radio worth listening to.
This is Sister Anna. Listen to The Garden of the Child, a story discussion time with students. Story develops listening skills and imagination. Saturdays at 11:10 a.m. on WTBQ.
WTBQ.
All right, and welcome back to Health Matters. My name is Peter Fella. I'm the Director of Education at A&T Healthcare. And this morning I have my wife, Ann Fella, who is the Regional Director of Patient Services for A&T Healthcare, as well as the Director of Quality Assurance at A&T Healthcare. Joining us this morning is Christian Farrell. He's the Director of the Orange County Veterans Services Agency. We're going through a lot of the information that we've been talking about. I thought that was a fascinating story that you enlisted at such an age. I know Taylor and Frank were talking on today's morning show about, did you know, Ann, that today is the youngest you're ever going to be for the rest of your life? Think about it.
Of course.
That's right. That's right. But that was funny that you were able to get on the thing and you were able to do it. Christian, can you tell me, I'm doing my research, is that in New York State there's approximately 900,000 veterans in New York State. Can you break that down in Orange County, or what's the approximate
Absolutely.
Number?
Orange County, estimate is we have 23,000 veterans in Orange County. And when you look at that number, the percentage or the statistic is that less than 1% of the population of the United States serves their country, will wear the uniform. In Orange County, with our population about maybe 370,000 people, the percentage is disproportionately higher. We almost have 6% of our population have served
their country.
I couldn't
find that information. I looked all over, and I but really, that's
yeah. So about 23,000 veterans. So and one of the challenges in my position and being in this position for just over a year is really to know where they all are. I did not inherit a database that says we know exactly where the 23,000 veterans are. So we are, you know, always are constantly working on finding our veterans so that we can really get the word out as to what we do.
So you want to reach out to them and you want to see if they need services and let them know what you can provide.
Yeah, as we go back, I mean, talking about now the Iraq and Afghanistan veterans, they've had a different experience than the veterans, unfortunately, from Vietnam. I mean, right. some of those veterans, wanted nothing to do coming home. It's shameful. If you ask me, how they were treated.
That was my college days. That was one of the stories. Like, what was your draft number? And I always remembered is that, like, when they came back from Vietnam, and not that I went to a real liberal school, I went to the University of Rhode Island, but it was like, you know, rather than, like, embrace it, like, thank you, they were like, hey, well, you shouldn't have gone, or you were stupid to go, and, like, it was just terrible. I knew, like, they weren't welcome back. And
Yeah, quick story on that is when I returned from Baghdad, my flight, I went from Baghdad, I had to go back to Kansas, Fort Riley, Kansas. You had to, you know, do this demobilization process. And then for me, it was flying back to LaGuardia. And we had to return in our uniform. You know, commander says that's how you travel.
Right.
So I was in uniform. I got to LaGuardia, you know, and a night I won't forget because, you know, family was there waiting for me. But as I deboarded the plane or got off the plane, I was met by a civilian in the area. And he said, oh, you know, so where are you coming back from? And I went into an explanation. Oh, you know, I'm just coming back from Iraq. I was in Iraq, you know, for a year. And he said, that he was a Vietnam veteran and, thanked me for my service. But he said when he came back, the first thing he did was go into the bathroom, take his uniform
change
off and get out of that uniform.
Wow.
And
wow.
I said, like, my goodness, that's
isn't that
hard? Oh, yeah.
I have all those commercials that I know Budweiser are very big where, you know, they're, you know, clapping and stuff like that. And airports,
yes.
You know, I remember that one vividly. It was one of the Super Bowl commercials and that.
Thank goodness we've kind of
changed right.
The way that we thank veterans.
And,
I do remember, I was probably like 11 or 12 when one of our neighbors was being drafted during the Vietnam War. And he did make it home, but he didn't make it through life.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy, that's sad. Chrissy, can you tell us about some of the services that are provided for the Orange County veterans that you work through?
Sure. So, you know, the real mission of the county's Veterans Services Agency is really trying to improve the quality of life for our 23,000 veterans. And we do it a number of ways. Traditionally, the one way that gets the most attention or maybe is most important to veterans is we file claims on behalf of the veterans. So we advocate for the veterans mm-hmm. as they put in a claim to the VA. And that claim is for anything, if they have any kind of disability that's connected to their service. So when you go into the service, you're looked at as 100%, like you're whole. If you come right. back in any way less than that, you potentially could have a claim that you can make to the VA and then be compensated financially for that disability. Anything from 10% to 100%, depending on what your disability may be. Again, you have to be able to build a case, a fully developed claim, opinions or statements, and then hopefully the VA will do it in a timely fashion. We know all the headlines that have the VA has made for things taking so long, and it certainly has improved. But so that is one thing we do, and we have three very qualified people in our office who advocate for veterans and hope to win them claims that ultimately, if you're 100% service connected, you would receive probably a little over $3,000 a month tax-free for your service connection. It could be anything from suffering from loss of limbs, PTSD, hearing loss, things like that.
Post-traumatic stress disorder.
Right.
I know a lot of times, and in the medical field, there's a lot of abbreviations.
Acronyms, gosh. And in the Army, there's a million of them.
And I forget, but I always try to jump in.
I
make sure our listeners understand.
So that's one thing we do. Another thing that the office does is we help transporting veterans. We do 4 days a week. We take veterans from four locations in Orange County to Castle Point VA across the river in Dutchess County for their medical appointments. And we also take veterans down to the Bronx VA if they have more advanced needs as far as medical. We take them down on a Wednesday. We also, with the help of some part-time staff, we deliver meals. We operate a veterans food pantry.
So that's about
150 meals a week we deliver to the doors of veterans throughout Orange County.
It sounds like a Meals on Wheels.
Yeah, kind of. It's non-perishable items, but it's really with the with the support of the generosity of ShopRite, who is an incredible...
Shout out for ShopRite. Go ahead.
Incredible.
No, they are very supportive of the
It's tremendous. So we do the Veterans Food Pantry as well. And then something that also falls under my supervision is Orange County's Veterans Memorial Cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
It's been open since 2000.
Where is that located?
That is in Goshen, on Craigville Road in Goshen. And it is none of the busiest, unfortunately, the busiest cemetery in Orange County. Last year we had about 240 burials. So with the World War II veterans getting up in age, and now the Korean War veterans, the Vietnam veterans, it's a busy spot. So those are some of the things the county's Veterans Services Agency does traditionally. And of course, we're really, in the year that I've been on the job, we're really trying to focus even more on helping veterans in a crisis mode, which is something that my phone rings often with veterans in a tough spot.
Right. I know that this was a real quick story. I remember when I was young, I think I was like 11 and 12, and I remember for Veterans Day, I went around to the cemeteries, St. Anthony's, and we put the American flags, and we had a list. I was with someone from the veterans, and they went through the list. Oh, this person was a veteran, put a flag there, and that sort of stuff, just to recognize. And I thought that was, I was very young at the time, but I thought it was something that was very good. What are some of the biggest challenges that you're seeing? I know, there was an interesting fact that you brought up that 6% of the population of Orange County are actually veterans. That is disproportionately higher than it is throughout the United States. But tell us something about the biggest challenges your office faces while working with the veterans.
Well, I guess two that come to mind right off the bat. One is reaching out veterans, finding those veterans, knowing that, letting them know that there are things that we can provide, services that they are entitled to just because of their service that they may not have any idea about. Whether you're a Vietnam veteran or even if you're a recent veteran returning from Iraq, Afghanistan, and often, again, when you are transitioning out from soldier or sailor or Coast Guardsman, Marine, Airman, when you're making that transition out to civilian, you go through some programs, but you're really not concentrating and you're not listening to what they're saying. You just want to get home, whatever.
Right, because that's really what you're thinking about. I just want to get home.
Yeah, exactly. So again, at times that's when they're telling you, okay, pay attention because as you transition, this is what you'll have. And in fact, quick story is that the two biggest benefits that veterans don't take advantage of are their post 9/11 GI Bill. Mm-hmm. Education, and the VA home loan. And even myself, again, I said earlier that I had my education before getting into the military, but it was brought to my attention just last year, have you used your post 9/11 GI Bill? And I my answer was no, not really. I didn't, I did it backwards. I hope that was the whole story. I never, didn't think I needed it. But that's a benefit that I never took advantage of. And actually, So last year, I enrolled at SUNY Orange and learned that not only will they pay for my my school, just to take some classes, right? You're always going to learn about something. Yeah. I was taking a Spanish class. But that there's a basic allowance, BAH, which is the basic allowance for housing, that the government will provide you. Wow. So it's another like stipend. And for Orange County, for you veterans out there listening, if you go full-time, it's roughly $2,700 tax-free that you can get monthly, and you get it, I think, for 36 months of school. I think it's 36 months. That again, so not only is your school paid for, but they'll give you this housing. And in that case, you know, you're not in Orange, a community college, you're not, you know, being dormed or anything like that, so it's not going to that, but you still receive the money. So so again, that's one of the biggest challenges, getting the word out to our veterans of what they are entitled to, what they have earned for their sacrifice to their country.
I know I'm the director of education, A&T Healthcare, so I really always, and that's part of what this program is to educate our listening audience and WTBQ, but education is so important as far as getting employment. I mean, you need to get an education if that's something that's available. It is very important. I mean, that's one of the things that to be able to utilize, and qualifications when you apply for a job and stuff like that, just that you've had like the skills that are necessary for you to do a particular job.
Absolutely. Again, and in that situation, again, just talking about that $2,700, you can focus on your education
and not worry about
being employed or something like that. So it's can't say enough about the post 9/11 GI Bill.
I know they do have something, I know, with the veterans, as far as if they were a medic or something, that there can be a one-day training. It's called an ACD, where they can become a personal care aide just for one particular day. You're listening to Health Matters, and when we come back, we will be talking about a post-traumatic stress disorder.
Hello, this is Tom Babington, Vice President of A&T Healthcare. A&T Healthcare, created in 1984 by two nurses, is a family-owned and operated home health agency managed by professional nurses. We have set the highest standards of quality care. A&T Healthcare provides a full range of in-home and private duty nursing services, from live-in to hourly home health aides and companions who can assist with basic daily care needs. We also have highly trained, experienced, and skilled nurses who are qualified to provide all levels of medical case management services. A&T also offers private duty home health aides, as well as private nurse placement for patients who are hospitalized and may have special needs or require extra attention. A&T Healthcare is dedicated to providing high-quality home health services for caregivers and families who are caring for loved ones at home with dignity. A&T provides home health services for newborns to seniors and is a New York State licensed service agency serving Rockland, Westchester, Orange, Dutchess, Putnam, Green, Ulster, Sullivan, Nassau, and Suffolk counties, as well as the five boroughs of New York City and New Jersey. When you contact A&T Healthcare, one of their trained and dedicated skilled nursing professionals will provide you with answers to those complicated questions at the time when you truly need someone to take your hand and help you through the maze of healthcare. For more information, please visit our website, at-healthcare.com, or call 845-638-4342 and get the answers that will give you peace of mind.
Hey, this is Joe Danz. Connect the dots in these challenging times with my Creativity and Technology for Business and Life show every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WTBQ, AM 1110 and FM 93.5. Radio worth listening to.
This is attorney Bob Krahulik of the law firm Beatty & Krahulik, the lawyer guy on WTBQ Radio. Tune in every Thursday at 11:30 a.m. for the latest in legal advice and tips. We're taking calls and giving answers to all your legal questions and issues on WTBQ.
WTBQ weather.
Cloudy and humid today with showers and thunderstorms developing this afternoon. Now, some of these storms will cause some heavy downpours and some localized flooding this evening. Highs in the low 80s today. Showers, thunderstorms will continue overnight with some heavy downpours. Look for a low around 70. Tomorrow, showers, thunderstorms will taper off before noontime. It'll remain cloudy. Still be some heavy rain in the morning with a high closer to 80. Scattered shower tomorrow night, otherwise cloudy in the upper 50s to near 60. And clouds and sun on Saturday with a high in the lower 80s. From the WTBQ Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Tony Salimo.
WTBQ.
All All right, and welcome back to Health Matters. My name is Peter Feller, the Director of Education at A&T Healthcare, and joining me is my wife, Ann Feller, Regional Director of Patient Services. And we have a wonderful guest today. We have Kristen Farrell, who is the Director of Orange County Veterans Service and Agency. Before we left, there was I did mention something. We were talking about education, but A&T Healthcare does do education. And one of the things they just changed is, I think it was within 2 years, that if you had some connection with the military in the context of being a medic or something along those lines, that there is a program that's called Alternative Competency. I'm not sure. Again, I use the acronym all the time, and I'm sorry. I don't know what the breakdown, but it, basically what it is that you could, for in one day, you take an exam and skills, and you can become a PCA. And what it is it's based on the experience that you had in the military, working, you know, be it a medic or what have you. So I think those are things. We also were talking about, like, the illnesses and things like that. And I thought, Ann, if you could, you know, talk a little bit about post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD. One of the things that they've always said was that, you know, many times when someone's injured, like obviously if they've had a broken limb or, you know, an arm or something like that, you know, that's very clear. But sometimes with the PTSD, it may be a little more subtle. And I think one of the things were is that you just like, go ahead, Ann, why don't you tell our listening audience?
You know, many veterans who have served in combat or just been involved in, you know, very traumatic situations while being deployed develop or experience PTSD, is post-traumatic stress disorder. They feel numb sometimes, they have trouble relaxing, and the memories of the event reoccur. They can't seem to get them, be able to get rid of them.
Now, I know, Christian, you're not an expert on this, but one of the things that I've read, just to give an example, is that many times is that when you're in the military, when it becomes dark, that's when you're at the greatest risk of being attacked, is in the dark where you can't see. And what happens is that then when a person is back home in the United States, when it starts to get dark, even though there's no danger at all, per se, right, they start, your bodies react, oh, wait a second, I have to be aware that something may be happening to me. So, and that's something that keeps, like, reoccurring.
So it's a reminder of the event, and it reoccurs then in your mind. But post-traumatic stress disorder symptoms can start within 3 months of an event, but it can also start many years after the event.
Yeah, and that's so important. I know with the documentation that you said, wow. Right.
You might not know that that's what you're experiencing. You know, coming home, and like you said, when you come home, you're like debriefed, or you go through some sort of discussion about you're coming home now and so on. And you have a lot of things on your mind, and you might not be thinking about, oh, yeah, I just want to get home and see my family, so you're not paying attention to it, and you're not maybe identifying some of the things that are you're bringing home with you or in your mind. Certainly, the symptoms are intrusive, and they're recurrent, so they're unwanted, distressing memories of the event. So you're not even thinking about the event, but it's there, and it just reappears, and it's in your mind, and you have flashbacks, and you think about it again and again. And you might have dreams, and it can certainly cause very severe emotional distress. So,
post-traumatic stress disorder is, you know, what I guess, you know, generations ago may have been called, you know, shell shock,
yes, battle fatigue, I remember shell shock, yes.
Or so it's had different labels, our servicemen and women have been, experiencing it and suffering from it for decades and decades and decades. And there is sometimes maybe a stigma attached, maybe no, not any longer, thankfully, or there was one, you know, that, you know, it was some form of weakness or, you wouldn't come forward. Thankfully, that has changed, and it takes, you know, a strong individual to come forward and say, listen, I am struggling. I do have these flashbacks. And again, for me personally, since coming back, I really, if I never heard a firework for the rest of my life, I would be okay. Because
a
firework just triggers the explosions that you'd hear constantly, some closer, some further away, constantly.
Yeah,
but those, you know, not so many the fireworks, the pretty fireworks, but those aerial booms, booms. Oh, and that immediately brings me back to where I was and what was going on for me. So as you mentioned, it could be, you know, anything really, you know, flashback could be true. You know, anything really can, not anything, but, you know, certain things definitely trigger things for other people. And, you know, a couple of things that we have here in Orange County that are helpful to those who are struggling is, first, the VA has a veterans center in Middletown right across from Orange Regional Medical Center. That's a, you know, federally funded, it's operated by the VA, but it's kind of like a informal, you know, counseling. PTSD definitely is something they specialize in doing and helping out with veterans who are having a hard time. There's also Orange County has a vet-to-vet program.
Mm-hmm.
So that's under the auspices of mental health and, you know, it's peer-to-peer counseling, right. Veterans talking to veterans. And so there are those things, as well as, you know, the VA itself, you know, helping with veterans struggling with PTSD.
All right, so we're definitely getting better at helping each other.
Yeah, I know, and I think I brought this up on our other shows, is that, you know, we've had, you know, different, you know, discussions on mental illness, on health matters. And one time I remember on Route 17, there was a big sign up, and it said, no one ever said to you, hey, buck up and take care of your diabetes, okay? But there's still that perception that, you know, mental illness, well, it's your fault, you know, you got to, you know, buck up and you straighten out and you can do that. And that isn't always the case. I mean, I have some heart-wrenching statistics that I'm going to read, and my source is the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Service Administration. They talk about suicide prevention. These are staggering numbers. They're saying that the suicide rate among male and female veterans and military service members exceeds the national rate of the general population. Veterans comprise 20% of the national suicides, with approximately 22 veterans dying by suicide every day. 3 out of 5 veterans who die by suicide were diagnosed of having some kind of a mental health condition. So it is important in the sense that you have to understand your body. If something does not feel right, you have to seek help. And that's what's important. That's more important. They're even talking about homelessness. And they're saying that in the United States, about 10% of the homeless people are veterans. Among the group, 3 out of 4 experience mental and or substance use disorder, and about 1/5 of the veterans in substance use were homeless. Okay, so these are terrible figures, and I know we're not allowed to talk politics on health matters, but that is a big issue that is being discussed in the presidential you know, campaign that's going on about how are you going to be addressing the problems that the veterans are you know, how are they going to deal with it? Like, you have to understand it. You can't look the other way, and so it's not happening. But these are very, like, sobering statistics.
Well, you know, if you have any thoughts or uncertain whether or not you have post-traumatic stress disorder, you can always call the Orange County VA service, and they'll help you, put you in the right direction.
Yeah, our number is 845-291-2464. That's my number, and it certainly... call our office, and we will get you connected with the people you need to speak to,
right.
For sure.
And I also like, even as far as like the physicians, there's some physicians that specialize in this particular thing, and that's right. What I think is, you know, like
of
very
course,
important.
If you think you're in crisis, call 911. But certainly, but like, no, if you're not sure and you want to talk to somebody and say, gee, this has been happening, do you think I should come in, or what services are available, certainly give Christian a call.
I know a lot of times, you know, what they're saying, you know, if you have this for like a month, or if you ever get suicidal thoughts, absolutely you have to do that. I know one of the things that we always train our aides at A&T Healthcare is that whenever a patient says, you know, I wish I were dead, or this is terrible, everything's falling apart, you report that. They're trained. You report that to your supervisor immediately. It doesn't mean like when people, the old thought was, oh, if they talk about suicide, they're never going to do it. And that isn't the case, but there could be more help, and you don't have to be suffering. I mean, that's what I think is the thing that you have to remember, is that why are you suffering when you can get help, and it is available, and it is highly specialized. It's highly specialized, so you would have like a good particular outcome.
Yeah. In the military, the same as you just mentioned, you take that seriously when someone mentions that or even hints at that. You can't blow that off. You have to take that up the chain of command. And I was a staff sergeant, so that was something that we would definitely take seriously.
You know, and one of the things that I will always say whenever I teach, whether someone has a knee replacement or some bad injury, if it happens to one, it happens to the whole family. And that's what I mean. If a husband and breadwinner is experiencing this, it's not just impacting on him or her, but it's the whole family. It's the whole family. And that's one thing that, you know, many times if you have family members that are there, you know, let them know. Maybe they may not want to seek the help, but then they can always, has that ever happened when, let's say, a spouse of someone called up and said, you know, I don't know, am I noticing this and that sort of stuff? And that's what it is. You always have to be proactive. If something doesn't seem right, well, then it isn't right, okay? Because you know, who knows a person better than you? And that's something that you have to remember, that you may see different nuances that someone might not see that normally would have contact with someone, you know, like you see like the little nuances, whereas in the general thing, you might not actually see it. But that is important. I know even the traumatic brain injuries that have occurred, and that's something I know A&T Healthcare, we're very, you know, we do, you know, care for people with traumatic brain injury, and that's another serious thing. And, you know, as I said, you know, where there's like a physical, an actual assault to like a part of the brain, and it gets injured, and based on the part of the brain, that's really where the deficit would be happening with.
Yeah, you mentioned earlier, just to kind of reiterate again, there's the visible scars of war, but then there's the invisible scars
yes.
of war.
Oh,
those
wow.
are the ones that really are harder to detect.
Harder.
Okay, all right. Well, you listen to Health Matters, and we have Christian Farrell from the VA in Orange County. And when we come back, we'll ask him, what is the future, or what are the biggest challenges that you see for our veterans?
Hello, this is Tom Babington, Vice President of A&T Healthcare. A&T Healthcare, created in 1984 by two nurses, is a family-owned and operated home health agency managed by professional nurses. We have set the highest standards of quality care. A&T Healthcare provides a full range of in-home and private duty nursing services, from live-in to hourly home health aides and companions who can assist with basic daily care needs. We also have highly trained, experienced, and skilled nurses who are qualified to provide all levels of medical case management services. A&T also offers private duty home health aides, as well as private nurse placement for patients who are hospitalized and may have special needs or require extra attention. A&T Healthcare is dedicated to providing high-quality home health services for caregivers and families who are caring for loved ones at home with dignity. A&T provides home health services for newborns to seniors and is a New York State licensed service agency serving Rockland, Westchester, Orange, Dutchess, Putnam, Green, Ulster, Sullivan, Nassau, and Suffolk counties, as well as the five boroughs of New York City and New Jersey. When you contact A&T Healthcare, one of their trained and dedicated skilled nursing professionals will provide you with answers to those complicated questions at the time when you truly need someone to take your hand and help you through the maze of healthcare. For more information, please visit our website, at-healthcare.com, or call 845-638-4342 and get the answers that will give you peace of mind.
Hi, this is Lorraine on the Tuesday Roundtable. We're going to talk about things that affect you here in Orange County. This show is going to continue to be your forum for that discussion. So don't forget Tuesdays, 9 a.m. here on WTBQ, 1110 a.m. and 93.5 FM.
Hi, this is David Dirks, the host of the Dirks Outdoor Show. Call in as we discuss everything for the outdoor sportsman every Saturday at 7 a.m. right here on WTBQ Radio, worth listening to.
WTBQ.
Welcome back to Health Matters. My name is Peter Fella from A&T Healthcare. I have my wife Ann Fella here from A&T Healthcare and Christian Farrell from the Orange County Veterans Association. Okay. When we had before we broke, we were talking about, you know, some of the different challenges that are facing the veterans at this time. We had covered it, but could you talk a little bit more, Christian, as far as what you'd like to see done in the future, or anything that you've done as far as meeting those particular challenges?
Yeah, so about 7 months ago, I'd say 7 or 8 months ago, we formed here in Orange County what we call the Veterans Task Force. And it's not just for Orange County veterans, and it's not just for people from organizations in Orange County. We really, there are no borders. We have folks from Sullivan County. We've had some folks from Ulster County, so Rockland County, whatever the neighboring counties are. But the idea behind it is to get as many people as possible around the table who are somehow connected to the veterans community. If you have a service you can provide, we want you around this table, because when I've been getting phone calls from veterans too often who are in a crisis mode, it's the 11th hour, right, they're about to lose their home, or maybe they've already lost their home. And as we talked about homeless veterans, you know, they are out on the streets. So it's that, maybe they're unemployed, maybe they're hungry, they have no food. So, or maybe they're in some legal bind. So what we've been able to do pretty successfully so far is get enough people who are really concerned and really can do the action. We don't want to have people that were there again just to refer the veteran to another person, because that's the frustrating part for veterans is when you call a number that you may have been given only to be told you have to call another number. So the Veterans Task Force, though, is really taking on those cases of veterans in a crisis situation. And unfortunately, there's quite a few that fit that bill. Mm-hmm. But with the collaborative effort of these folks, we've been able to, I think, improve the lives of veterans and keep them from going down that road potentially that, who knows, if things don't get any better, could lead to suicide or something like that.
Even with depression, I mean, that's all part of it. I know we talked about suicide and depression, and a lot of times depression, it builds on each other. It's like you're not feeling good today, you're not feeling good tomorrow, you're not feeling the next day. And that's when it becomes overwhelming. And those are certain signs that you really have to.
So if you don't know that there's somebody out there that can help you, and you're right, sometimes it comes down to the 11th hour and now I'm going to be evicted from my home or apartment or whatever, and where do I go? They can come to you. And there are people out there that can help you.
Yeah, and in some of those cases, it's often not the same thing. While we, may say it's housing, it's food, it's employment. Right. Sometimes, or we've dealt with cases where veteran is losing his home or her home, and they have a dog. We can find them shelter, but they don't want to give up the dog.
Right.
That's a whole different dynamic, right. And you got to, see where you can help. But we're getting more and more people around so that when those different scenarios come up, we say, okay, we can deal with that. And let's listen to the veteran and, see how we can help them.
And that's why you always have to be, paying attention to what the needs are, and that's really when you have to focus. Before I forget this, I really want to remind our listening audiences that you can go to A&T Healthcare's website, and you will hear the recording of this particular show. I mean, you've been giving us a plethora of information, and I just want, if anyone in the listening audience knows a veteran, you can refer them to A&T Healthcare's website, and you can listen in, because there's a lot of information that we've been hearing today. And if they weren't able to listen now, you tell someone who is a veteran, hey, there's a good program on. Please listen. This is a great time. But I had to interject that before I forgot it. That's one of the things. Time goes so fast when you do these shows. I said, let me do that. I really got to drive that message home.
Is there anything in the future that you're working on or planning or any events coming up?
One event that I'd be remiss if I didn't mention it. It's not necessarily a veterans event, but is the New York Air Show, which is being held right here in Orange County. My boss, Steve Newhouse, has worked hard to get that event here.
So shout out to Steve Newhouse.
Saturday,
there we go.
Sunday, the 29th and 30th.
Always let your boss know.
So that's going to be Stewart International Airport. Again, there's going to be a lot of people, but they're also with the help of some organizations. Shout out for Suburban Propane and ShopRite. They are really going to make some tickets available to veterans. They're discounted already, but there will be some free tickets as well.
Oh,
so that's something that I think the veterans can take advantage of.
So when is that, in 2 weeks?
That is 2 weeks, yes, both Saturday and Sunday, 29th and 30th of August. Not this weekend, the next weekend.
And I know even Craig Cherry was on. He's with Emergency Preparedness, and they were very much involved in that. I said, "Whoa, I didn't think about that and all that stuff." But yeah, it sounds like a great show and everything like that. So, but again, that was a nice shout out to Steve Newhouse. That's good.
He wears the uniform himself. So when you have a boss who's an officer in the Naval Reserve, that's someone who gets it as well. So
yeah,
that's good.
Wow, fantastic.
I want to mention that A&T Healthcare has contracts with Castle Point VA as well as the James J. Peters Medical Center in the Bronx VA for services to veterans. We provide nursing assessment, and we also provide home health aid services from 8 hours a week to 6 hours a day, depending on, you know, what you need. And so you should reach out to your local veteran clinic and find out if you need services, how you can get it.
No, so. We're getting more and more. I know we've had
a big
jump in the number of and that's great. Like we're happy in the sense that people are seeking care when they need it. Okay, right. And there's nothing to be ashamed.
Yeah, we're
about
really
it.
Proud to be able to serve our veterans in that respect.
That's great work you're doing.
It is great.
No, and I think really with the veterans, I know all the stuff that's going on in the world and, you know, like to be serving and coming back and, you know, losing a leg or something like that. It's just got to be a hard adjustment.
And we actually see veterans, you know, from World War II right on up to, you know, most recent times. Mm-hmm.
I just know that one of the things that, you know, maybe we'll just do like a summary, so to say, about the things that we've highlighted throughout the discussion about the services that are available for the veterans of Orange County. Of course, what it is that, you know, give your phone number again, could you please, or look online, but go ahead, give the number that you have it.
Yeah, so the phone number is 845-291-2464. That is my number at the Orange County Veteran Services Agency. And again, if you're a veteran who has served and you think there's something, you're suffering, maybe some kind of disability, anything that's related may have been related to your time in service. Yeah, maybe you spent some time on the flight line and your hearing isn't as good as it was. There may be a claim you can file, and definitely contact the office, and we can help you look into that. And again, if you need to get to Castle Point VA for your health care needs, we can transport you there. I just want to also mention that in Orange County, in Port Jervis and in Goshen, we do have VA clinics available. So, let us know. Give us a call. If you have any questions, again, 845-291-2464.
And also, how does someone get in touch with that group that you have in Middletown?
The Middletown, the Vet Center. Jane Wagner, I don't know the phone number offhand, but Jane Wagner is the director there. You can probably look it up. It's at the VA Vet Center in Middletown. It's right across from the Orange Regional Medical Center on, East Main Street in Middletown. Okay. So I apologize that I don't have the phone number.
That's okay. They can always call you. You could find it for them. Right. Great.
Really, there's so much information. I know we did talk about, you know, post-traumatic stress disorder, that many times it's very subtle. It can be very subtle, and that's what we said. Something could have happened several years ago, and, you know, now, like, you're starting to manifest the symptoms. But it's always important to know your body. I always joke about this, is that, you know, if you know your car, gee, my car's not accelerating well, or gee, the brakes aren't working as good, and you always right away know something's wrong, but you do know your own body. If you find this, gee, why is it I don't want to watch this football game, or I couldn't wait for it to watch football game, or certain things that are different in your behavior, that could be like, it could be a very subtle hint, but it is something that you really have to pay attention to, and we don't want this 11th hour thing to be taking place.
Yeah, there's a lot of organizations out there to help, ours, but there's other ones that we deal with that are very, very helpful. So, you don't necessarily have to take it upon yourself to try to fix all your problems, if you have problems at all.
Right.
Okay. Christian, you've been a wonderful guest, and I always say this when we have a program. Every time I have a guest on, I learn something about it. But you've been wonderful, and is it possible we could have you back again on the show?
I would come back in a minute.
Thank you.
Been a pleasure and an honor.
No, really,
to be on the show with you guys. So thank you so much for the opportunity to talk about it.
Yeah, and it was interesting. I was talking before the show, and I got Rocky Blyer's autograph over the weekend, and he said, "Oh, I interviewed him. Oh, he trumped me and all that stuff." I was happy about it.
I think you two could have done a whole show on football.
That's what it is. But, okay, but please remember to go to our website, and you can listen to, we have all, it's all not chronological, but it tells, there's a little blog as to what the show is about. And this is when you will be able to hear this particular one. Like us on Facebook. I always like when the numbers go up. It always makes me feel very good. And as I always end our show, okay, stay healthy because your health matters. And to you, your family and friends, all the best. See you next week, and thank you. Health Matters, A&T Healthcare.